the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a brassy Tuesday edition. My little buddy Dominic, he'll be along soon. You could be a part of this big program. In the meantime, dial us up, 844-967-2789. We've turned to talk of the big lie in our backyard. And on this big show, we've brought you the tape. Lordy, there's a tape of John Eastman pushing to overturn the electoral count last month. He's still doing it. This guy who is out there criminally complicit, probably looking down an indictment anytime now, and he's still out there pushing to overturn the last election. And also, let's not forget that was a pandemic election, and here in the state of Wisconsin, five of the six bipartisan elections commissioners said that, you know, in deference to the fact it's a pandemic and you can't send elections election people into the nursing homes during a pandemic, well, you know, we're going to allow the nursing home employees to assist people in casting their votes. And Tony guy, he is a candidate for Wisconsin Attorney General Eric Tony, a current Fond du Lac County District Attorney. Well, he's got a pretty audacious thing, he thinks, and wrote a letter to Tony Evers that all five members who aren't false Trump electors like Bob Spindell, well, the other five, they should all go bye-bye. Tony Evers should pull them all off, even though legally, apparently, he couldn't do that unless the assembly went into recess, which they never do, because they don't want to grant the governor power to make recess appointments.
Well, Tony also needs to go and make some headlines for himself as well, because he was just recently accusing the person, you know, he was recently accusing people of a bunch of stuff that he was doing himself. So he needs to have more headlines. This is probably where it's coming from.
Oh, I got some juicy quotes. You got to give me a little time. I'm getting to that part.
I'm trying.
Don't get ahead of the lead host. We'll get there. Here, we're getting there now. Tony, again, this is the AG candidate in Wisconsin, said the move to bypass state law amounted to a criminal conspiracy because the state's elections commission had no legal authority to suspend the requirement. Yes, they were acting in a criminally conspiratorial fashion, unlike John Eastman and Robin Foss and everybody else, the false electors. Those, no conspiracy to see over there. The real conspiracy is the volunteer bipartisanly appointed elections commissioners, five of whom voted unanimously to allow people in nursing homes to vote during a pandemic. Or according to candidate Tony, what they did was illegal. They committed crimes and they should be held accountable. Now, Dean Knutson, he was a Republican appointee to that panel. A member of the commission appointed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Tony's letter to Evers was clearly an election year stunt, a desperate attempt to save his sinking campaign after yesterday's disclosures that he released a violent 9-time felon who went on to kill a firefighter while out on a $500 bail. I think that's the issue you were referencing, Fancy Brian.
Yeah, he was attacking someone else for doing the same exact thing.
Well, they were all attacking John Chisholm, the Milwaukee County DA. Of course, I think his name's Daryl Brooks, the villain of the Waukesha parade. He drove, you know, through a crowd and killed and maimed a lot of people. Well, he was out on a low bail. And then, you know, the Milwaukee County DA, he should be fired or resigned, or Tony Evers should yank him out. Well, Eric Tony is accused of the very same. And the low bail offender in this case, this $500 offender who, oh, they forgot to look and realize he had a federal record an arm long.
That's because he used a different name.
Well, he changed his name. They didn't, you know, Google that or do any sort of research. So they all signed off on the $500 bail, and he killed a fireman.
Now, for me, cash bail may or may not be an issue here. I would say let's go to the underlying issue as to why these people are perpetrating these crimes in the first place. But then again, you can't really use that to go and run a political campaign, can you? You can run on accusing somebody else of doing something bad, though, right?
Well, this seemed like a pretty bad guy that Tony let out of jail on a low bail. In 2019, prosecutors in Tony's office did not object to setting bail at $500 for a Wausau man who was charged with possession of counterfeit narcotics. Now, that's not usually fake weed they're talking about. That's what? Some sort of fake opioid, in probability, with intent to sell, and had nine, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 previous felony convictions, including crimes involving firearms. Less than 2 weeks after he was released on bail, Houston, this again was the perpetrator out on bail, shot and killed an Appleton firefighter in a police shootout that left Houston dead. A spokeswoman for Evers referred the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to previous comments Evers made about the allegations. Here is the quote. "It is my understanding they broke no laws and that they are just doing what they can to make sure that A, people can vote, B, people can be safe. It's a pretty simple observation," Evers said in an interview with WSI. Now, I'm not going to go into the thinking why this became such a large issue that suddenly people are calling for people's resignations. The fact of the matter is our elections are fair, safe, and we had a good election. Now, back to the reporting here. The commission's decision to send nursing home residents absentee ballots, leaving voting assistance to facility staff, has become central to Republican efforts to overhaul and overturn the last election, right? Like a few nursing home votes. What did Gableman say? 100% of people voted in the nursing homes. Or between 39 and low 90s, yeah, as it actually turned out, depending on the nursing home in Milwaukee County.
Yeah, he was just proven wrong again just this week.
Outrage over the move emerged more than a year after the guidance was issued when Schmalling, now he's the Racine County Sheriff, who has campaigned for Trump, released findings of an investigation his office launched into voting at Ridgewood Care Center in Mount Pleasant. Schmalling questioned whether some residents with cognitive impairment should have voted in 2020 and argued five of the six members, but not, you know, the false and fraudulent Trump elector, Bob Spindell. He's somehow exempted from this because he's the good one. Five of six members of the commission should be charged with felonies by the current Attorney General, Josh Call, or the prosecutors in counties where commissioners live. Now, Call and three district attorneys have declined to file charges because they're ludicrous. But let me read on. Tony is running in a Republican primary against former state rep Adam Jerko of Balsam Lake. Here's another quote, this one from Jarkow's campaign. "While Eric Tony is out doing political stunts and even initiating election prosecutions that he failed to pursue until becoming a candidate, my focus is on restoring order and keeping our citizens safe in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and other places across the state where violence is out of control." So if it's not the one, it's the other, Jarkow said in a statement.
I want to point out that the Spindell, the one guy that they don't want to, you know, be thrown out, he also voted because it was a unanimous vote to implement the rules that they're complaining about that they were operating under with the nursing homes.
So initially he did, but then he voted contrary on his second ballot.
But initially he did, so wouldn't you think that this horrible thing might be stained on him? Oh, wait, no, he was a false elector. It's cool. It's cool. It's good. It's fine.
No, he's one of the good guys, you know? Because he's Trump no matter what. 844-967-2789, going to the phones. Jake from Milwaukee. Welcome back, Jake. What do you got?
Hey, I'm wondering if, like, you could be like, hey, Republicans, all the people in the nursing homes voted for Trump. Oh, that's okay then. I'm sure that's how it would change.
It doesn't matter to them. Kay Ivey from Alabama yesterday, she's the governor of Alabama, talking about the voter fraud going on. I mean, Trump won Alabama by whopping margins. It doesn't matter what the actual outcomes were, Jake. It's about engaging the base. It's about firing up the base. Well, Trump is not the president, so it must have been rigged, and our guy got screwed, and it's the deep state and the pedophile Democrats and Tony Evers' fault, apparently.
And you know what? Last Monday, I think you had Mike Lindell thing on. He was doing a speech and saying, because Trump didn't win, it was a crime against humanity. And I've been thinking about what he said, and I'm thinking some people should stay addicted to drugs, because I have a feeling if Mike Lindell was still addicted to drugs, everyone would be a lot better off.
Jake, what makes you think he's not? Have you heard the man speak?
Well, he's like a he's like a dry drunk. I mean, he's
Like a dry crackhead. But I'm not so sure that he's dry anymore, Jake.
And I'm serious. If you have any moral character about you, we're all in this together.
It's funny, but I hope. Okay, here's one real question. Do you think the state of Wisconsin would be better off with Voss gone and having some crazy person in there, or Voss staying?
Well, I think Voss is very powerful and strategic, and I would not ever characterize Robin Voss as crazy, but I would certainly like to see him gone. Yeah, absolutely. I don't think any of the replacements, anyone that could replace Robin Voss off that deep bench of Republican legislative leaders, I take my chances with any of them, including Janelle Branchon. Any of them. They're all better than Voss.
I totally agree.
Because they wouldn't have the power. Yes. They wouldn't threaten their caucus. They wouldn't get them marching in lockstep like Voss does.
And they're stupid. I mean, really, they're not very smart from what I've seen.
Well, there are a few exceptions to the rule. I would say Voss is one of the exceptions. The rest of the caucus?
I agree.
Yeah, low IQ, man. And bad haircuts. Yep. I don't know what it is about these Republicans. I'm not blessed with great hair, man. But some of these people got awful
hair. Oh, I know, but you got to give Tim Rantham one thing. He's got a good full set of hair. So.
Well, that he does. That's the one thing I'll give him.
Yeah, all right.
Great looking hair. Good. Appreciate it, Jake. Thanks for your call. 844-967-2789. You know, another favorite Republican.
Lifeless eyes. Black eyes. Like a doll's eyes.
Oh, Ram Jam. He does have
eyes. I had to get that in there.
Eyes. Dead eyes. Like a doll's eyes. So does Joe Sanfilippo. Sort of. And Joe's retiring. After 58 short years, Joe's 58 years of age and served in the assembly some period of time. Sanfilippo is not running for re-election. He is the 19th out of 99 assembly members in the state of Wisconsin that has announced he's not running for re-election.
Wow, that's a shame.
And you know what, Joe Sanfilippo, and let's not forget, on this fine program, once upon a time, he told us that wearing masks caused people to get Legionnaire's disease.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to get you a nice fruit basket. I'm going to miss him.
Yeah, Sanfilippo at the time was the head of the Assembly Health Committee, I believe.
Yeah. What did he do during the pandemic to really help anything or make anything different?
Well, they didn't do much anything.
Oh, nothing. That's right. He had the power to do something, but did zero things.
Very, very few things. So, anyways, I forget exactly where I was going with this.
He's retiring.
Oh, Sanfilippo. That's right.
Yeah.
So I don't think he'll be appearing on this fine, great show.
Oh, he's got plenty of time now.
See, it's the greatest ever, but why would I want him?
Well, he can offer
politicians.
He can offer counterpoint. He can offer counterpoint like Biden sucks and also Biden is bad.
Kind of like fact and fiction.
Yeah.
Point.
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever he's saying.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Important things to say.
I think it's going to be a great race. You know, Waukesha County has like 16 different legislative leaders. They have sliced and diced that county. Well, you can hear me right now in the Shaw, 101 FM, 540 AM. We're going to rock and roll this legislative calendar soon as they pick some maps.
Are you saying that there's opportunities to be had out there?
I think there's a lot. I think there's a lot. If you have good hair and a good heart, and, you know, a sugar daddy or mother, that could help. Let's go kick some ass and take some names. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls. Light them up. Get in the queue. 844-967-2789. Just have a hot take. Be brassy.
Nowadays, these partisan feelings are so strong that people have lost any sense of justice.
Nine times.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.